Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself. A place to discover your passion. The gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Thank you. I'm Deanna Lee, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Deanna Lee Dance. You can also find my dance teams, the Boot Boogie Babes, the Boot Girls, and the Boot Chicks on those same social platforms. Today on Live, Love, Dance, I'm really excited to welcome not only someone who I admire, she's also become a friend of mine because we work together professionally. It's Natasha Thayer from Studio 6 Ballroom in Tacoma. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I know you're actually here in person. I'm looking at you right now.
I know, with between our crazy schedules, us actually seeing each other in person.
I know, it's so great. And what's cool about this episode of Live, Love, Dance is that a lot of people are going to get to learn more about your background in ballroom, and we're going to get to your national title and how you're known globally, and also how that led you into, you know, owning this studio there in Tacoma. Studio 6 is all about the community and giving back, and I know because you've done that for me. And so, and then also we want to talk about being an instructor as well and how you're able to help students with their dancing. So before we get into all that, let's talk about your dance background and how did you get started in ballroom dancing, Natasha?
Oh my gosh, I was actually vaccinating dogs in Ecuador in South America, and
what?
I started salsa dancing and went to all sorts of cultural events with my mom as well. So it all started with the Latin dances and just one thing after another, and there were so many fun things to learn.
Yeah.
So many fun dances, so much different music to enjoy. So whatever music was moving me and whatever went to that music, whatever I felt went to that music was fabulous.
There's so much great Latin music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love live salsa music. It's one of my favorites.
Me, too. I just love it. I remember when I lived in Biloxi, Mississippi, it was my first opportunity to get to know Latin people and their culture and their music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was hooked from the first note. I'm like, oh, this is fun stuff right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the culture all together, everything, the food, the dancing and community together. And that's what it was. It was a community dance.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
You don't have to ask Latin people to dance. They're just born that way.
Yeah. Although I do get a kick out of, I consider myself a fake Latina. I speak Spanish. And I do have actually several people that do come to me because I can speak both languages and that are Spanish speaking originally for lessons. And so I have a lot of fun with that as well. But
sure.
They're ready to go. They're ready to learn.
So let's talk more about this national title and your background in ballroom dancing. Just kind of walk us through this. If someone doesn't know Studio 6 Ballroom in Tacoma and they don't know Natasha Thayer, what would you say? I mean, what is, you know, a bit of your resume so we can kind of get a grasp on what type of level ballroom dancing you do?
Oh, well, I traveled all around the nation just a short while back. Actually, I had taken a break and opened a studio and built that up right in time for the economy to crash. So it took a lot more work. But I got to go on vacation finally and was in Milan, and somebody passed my name around just because I was looking for places to go out dancing while I was visiting, just having vacation time. And someone recognized who I was and asked me for lessons while I was there. So name got to spread all, not only across the States, but around the world in my travels in teaching and consulting, coaching and competing and performing.
What is consulting coaching? What is that?
Oh, so much fun. You get flown into help someone's studio and they'll book you for a day to help their students, help their staff and help everyone grow.
And when you were competing, what are the different styles you competed in?
I competed in all of them, actually. So some I did with a professional partner and some I did with my students as well. There's American styles, international styles. There's really beauty on each style. There's different reasons for each style.
So if someone's not really that into ballroom dancing, maybe they like watching it on TV, could we liken it to something like Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, I'm a bit, yeah. I was going to go down and do the show, but I had opened the studio and unfortunately the partner was that was going to split the rent couldn't end up doing it. So I ended up doing it all on my own shoulders and putting pause on the TV shows that I was doing. So, but got a couple of them out there. That was super fun. What you see on TV is sometimes a fun example. It's not always the way everything is, mm-hmm. but it is a fun way to see like the season one, say, of Dancing with the Stars, the gal who won, who, you know, you imagine she would have been booted off that first episode, but she made it through and it proves that everyone can do this.
Yeah. Do you truly believe that if someone wants to learn how to ballroom dance, they can do it?
Absolutely. You know, especially if you can find a coach that knows how, well, the fun part for me is figuring out how to make you understand or how to get you to do it on some level or another, or what part of it speaks to you, because it's going to be different for each person.
Yeah. I guess I'm so curious about your professional life as a competitor, how that went, because I keep mentioning this national title and you're being really, you know.
Oh gosh, man, I was flying around every other week and competing mostly across the States for that one and Canada, and just rising up the ranks. I had goals to make sure to pay back my trip and get that prize money, and just along the way met some amazing people, amazing coaches from all around the world, and mm-hmm. it was just incredible opportunities.
Yeah. I used to be in a circuit like that, not ballroom, but in the UCWDC, which mm-hmm. is country western ballroom, I guess.
And
if
I
you
had
will.
Some students in there too. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we first met face to face, we talked about that. And so I guess that's why I'm so curious about your competitive journey, because, and then rising in the ranks like that and to win nationals, that's a really big deal.
It is. You know, I'm really tough on myself and I'm used to playing sports and just going for it and just putting my mind to it and not even thinking what out. But when I think back, yeah, I did that in actually a very short amount of time. Yeah. And during that time, I thought two things. One, oh my gosh, everyone else must have been dancing since a kid. I only messed around with it in like Parks and Rec stuff, but I pulled together everything else I knew, theater, performing, music, science, sports, soccer, pulled that all together to see if I could make up the difference, because I felt like everyone else had a head start before me. And I also didn't feel necessarily like I was a dancer the entire time. I danced. Uh-huh. And that's actually kind of a handy thing for people to know, too. Some people are like worried that they won't be a dancer, but to dance and to be a dancer are two different things. When I reached a certain point in my knowledge level and what I felt in my body and what my body was capable of, that's when I felt like I was truly a dancer.
That's so cool. I have so many questions. How does science relate to dance?
Oh, I think that's the fun part. I love puzzles and okay. understanding how your body moves and the mechanics of movement.
Sure.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the science part of it for me.
I've never thought of it as science, but I definitely think of the movement and how things are puzzles and how bodies do work together.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because it's very easy to see some dancing and see the result of actions and try and copy that. And that's not what's happening. That's what happened because of all this science and movement.
So cool. So you mentioned becoming a dancer and then actually being a dancer, or wanting to be a dancer and then actually being a dancer. What's the difference?
It was just a change in feeling from I danced to feeling like my body could qualify, or my movement felt like it could qualify as I'm a dancer. Mm-hmm. So it was a neat transition. And it was, I want to say probably even after I won several titles.
Yeah. And how do you feel about it now? Do you still want to compete, or have you made that transition into just fully instructing and being a business owner?
I compete with students still. I do love the sports side of it. So mm-hmm. that's the dance sport is what we call it. Mm-hmm. And so, that's a lot of fun. It's fairly hard to stand on the sidelines for anything like that. And the dancing wasn't a life-term goal, but just all the things I started to get out of it for my health, for my physical health, for my mental health, everything that grew from that, the amazing people that you meet, it just changed the course of my life from what my goals had always been.
So now you have Studio 6 Ballroom in Tacoma. It's on 6th Street if people live in the Puget Sound area, although we have people that listen to Live, Love, Dance all over the world. What is this mission statement all about? It says you created this not as an owner's business, but as a community place. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, we wanted to feel kind of like the TV show Cheers. You know, you come in, you feel like you're at home.
Okay.
And actually one of our students gave us the phrase changing lives one dance at a time, because that's what he felt like we do. And that was just perfect. That's exactly what our mission is.
What do you think as an instructor dance gives to your students?
Oh, so many things. It's beautiful to watch. Like even the other weekend, this group, now lifelong group of friends that we've been able to put together, that went out for a movie night together or are there for each other when life is rough, or have each other's back. So finding new friends, we're close to a military base, so it's really nice to be a home away from home. We have our puppies there in case anyone needs a little puppy fix. Good distraction when people are nervous. And nobody has to bring a partner, but when we do get couples, and we like to honor date night and their time to just dance with each other. And so it's a beautiful thing to see their relationships get reconnected as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
So our dancing on Friday nights is fabulous. We get a great average number of people, and about 3/4 are coming without a partner and about 1/4 on date night on average.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It really surprises people. So I like to let people know.
Yeah. So let's talk more about Studio 6 Ballroom and what goes on there Friday night. What do you call it?
We have a couple different events. We have our all styles dancing portion of the night, and then we have our Latin portion of the night, which is okay. The most popular.
Sure. Yeah. Is it like you start with all styles and then you go into the Latin portion?
Yeah.
How does that work? Okay.
Yeah. We just use from one end to the next, and each one has a mini lesson so you can drop in. You don't need to know anything. We have a range of looking for something different on a Friday night to people that come every Friday.
That's so exciting. So if someone maybe is on a date or just wants to go with a couple of friends, they can drop in and learn a little bit and then get out there on the floor and try it.
Right. Oh, gosh. Valentine's night was so fun. There were couples on walkabout. They were cruising. The area that we're in has these amazing restaurants, bars, fun shops and things to do. Mm-hmm. Most all of us have been on TV or awarded something. And so we had several couples just wander in that were cruising around and having a bite of food and going, hey, let's try this.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's great to be there for them.
Well, it's great that people are that adventurous too.
Yeah.
Because those are the fun people. Those are the people you want to hang out with.
Definitely.
Like, let's go take a salsa lesson.
Yes.
That's really awesome. So if someone is listening to Live, Love, Dance and they're thinking, gosh, you know, I would love to do some ballroom dancing, but they're a little scared.
Oh, yes.
What would
That's
you say
favorite.
To them to tell them, to help encourage them to take that leap?
Well, both my sweetie and I were both scared. I trained him, and both of us were extremely chicken when we first started. There were several opportunities to walk away, and then we finally each both got started in our own times. We will make you feel comfortable. And I have a special program that I put together that you will be able to dance on the first lesson. So you'll be able to go out there and dance it to any kind of music. I even test drove it to death metal. Still works. Still proved my point.
Hey, honey, did you hear that?
Yeah, so definitely can be done. I had a couple come in that was, he had had a bad experience, an experience that just didn't work for him. He was very nervous and it just was too much multitasking and in the teaching method. And his wife said, and she was also nervous about looking like an idiot. but she was the one driving their date night, and she said, we're going to give it one more shot. And I am so excited that they did, because got them turned around, feeling comfortable, laughing on the first lesson. Second lesson, people couldn't believe that saw them. They couldn't believe that was the second time they've ever really learned. And they were dancing to some, I think I had the Eagles station going for them.
Wow, that's so great. Can you give us a, walk us through a little bit about what, if someone walked in on the first lesson, what are you doing with them? What are you having them do that gets them dancing so quickly?
I call it my generic dance. So I put it together with as little multitasking as possible, easy to communicate right away with your partner, whether you come with a partner or you're dancing with the instructor. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it can be done to any kind of music, and yeah, it'll get you rolling, looking smooth. And the fun part for me, part of the reason I put it together was for those who are nervous. Mm-hmm. And so it's super fun to get them not looking like a beginner right off the bat. Right. And then I also have weddings. Sometimes they're last minute, so I got to make sure they look good. Uh-huh. Or TV shows, you know, when we get filming time, cuts down on the actual teaching time. So I got to make sure they look good super fast.
Right. So what TV shows have you worked with?
I got to do a couple of things. One's called Me Versus Me. It had to host was Lance Armstrong's coach, and teach a couple for their wedding. And we did a little wedding redo of their reception. Got to take my students on there as part of the guests for the show.
Fun.
And that was great to be able to involve them as well. Mm-hmm. And some Bill Nye the Science Guy, and
a
couple other little bits here and there.
Yeah. That's so incredible. I love what dance can do for people.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It changes. It really does change lives. It's beautiful to watch somebody's confidence grow, not just in dancing and in life. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to be a life coach at the same time. Mm-hmm. And not just a teacher here or there. I take that very seriously. It's yes, really affecting someone's life. And so I really have to focus on how I'm coaching them.
Yeah, it's so true. And it makes me think, because I used to teach partner style dancing for a long time before I got into the line dancing. And partner style, you really truly have to be so many more things than just the instructor to these couples.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple, Jeff and Sue Jensen. And I remember one day she said, I was on my way to work and I got out of my car and I walked up to the door at work, and it was the door to the dance studio. Yeah. She, in that same story, she said to me, you have totally changed our lives, because we've been married for 20 years and, you know, the romance is back all of a sudden. So I'm sure you probably come across that a lot.
Oh, even for my sweetie and I, when we get a chance to dance together as well, it really reconnects us. I mean, we work together, so we definitely need things that reconnect us.
For sure. Now, you know, this is just sort of on the DL, but my husband, over Valentine's Day, we went to this little country bar up the street, and he asked me to dance with him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And he's a death metal guy.
Ah, nice. I love it.
So it was great. Like, I'm not even really sure that's ever happened to us. So I think he was feeling all Valentine-y.
Oh, that is so awesome. See, yeah, case in point.
So what is, before we let you go, what has dance done for you in your life? How has it changed you?
Oh, gosh. I didn't know until I was not practicing as much per day, you know, getting that physical outlet, that I had a health issue. And I didn't realize how much the dancing was helping me with that. It was amazing. So both the physical and mental sides of the health issue, it's incredible.
Well, Studio 6 Ballroom is there in Tacoma, and I know we have a lot of local people that listen to Live Love Dance, so if they're in that area, go see Natasha. And what is your partner's name?
Wes, and we'll make it nice and easy and comfortable, and you know what? Even if you're having a bad day and you just need a hug from someone, just swing by, walk in the door, and you'll get a human hug or a puppy hug or a puppy kiss, and whichever you like, we're here for you, even if you're not coming in for a lesson.
It sounds like the perfect combination.
And we like to hit the road and go out and support our local venues and artists too. So sometimes we'll have dinner tours and live music around our neighborhood, and live music in our venue, which
is super
fun. So
you've created a community. It's not just about dance. It's about your friendships and the community that everybody's building. That's so great. Studio 6 Ballroom, Tacoma. How can we find you online?
You can find us at studio6ballroom.com, and you can find us on Facebook and on Instagram. We have both an Instagram page and our wedding Instagram page as well.
Ooh, yeah. I know we're starting to get into wedding season again, huh?
Yeah, we also take people traveling around the world. We just took them dancing in Paris and London last fall, so super fun stuff. Lots of options.
I'm dancing with the wrong people.
Or we'll carpool here to Seattle and, okay, you know, join a couple friends of mine's Latin venues and get some Latin food for dinner and dance to live music.
I'd love it. That sounds like so much fun. Natasha Thayer, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your dance journey with us on Live, Love, Dance today.
Thank you.
I'm Deanna Lee. Until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.